Hi, and welcome to
Music in a Digital World,
your local music podcast with your hosts, Chaz
and Max.
How are you doing today, Max?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing great. I had some great cereal this morning.
Oh, did you now? What kind of cereal did you have?
I had some Trader Joe's stuff. Oh, really good.
Only the best. Well, moving on. This week, we have musical guest Addie Sleeman, the local sensation Addie and Julia, joining us.
Original name. Wonder how they came up with that one.
Ha, we'll have to ask them.
They recently released a new EP titled Someday, which you can download off of iTunes or their website, addieandjulia.com.
It's really great, guys. Just you check it out. Been jamming to their CD pretty much all day, so.
Completely agree. So today we'll be talking about her about her music career and how she got started. We'll also be listening to her single, Don't Say No.
So let's bring her out.
And so now we're going to bring on Addie Sleeman. She's a local musician from Addie and Julia. Hi, Addie.
Hi.
So how'd you come up with your band name, and how come your name's first?
I guess had a hard time. We didn't really know what to call ourselves, so for a while we just did Addie and Julia, just our names, and it kind of stuck. So,
well, I think it's pretty creative. So,
well, thank you.
Do you have any plans for new band names? Or are you gonna stick with this one? You think?
We'll probably stick with this one. I mean, it's on our album, the website, so we'll probably just stay with it.
Which, guys, you can check out that website at addieandjulia.com.
And how did you and Julia meet?
We were actually called back in freshman year at our musical for they're actually lovers. We were called back for the co-parts, and we were asked to sing alongside each other. So we started singing then, and then decided a little later to start a band.
Cool.
And did you guys get the parts?
No, we didn't. Neither of us did. But
well,
you started the band and it's been pretty successful so far.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it has.
When did you actually decide you wanted to form a band with her?
It was the summer after that. We just, liked singing together. We really wanted to start a band, so we just, hung out a couple of times and sang and just went from there.
Cool. And when did you start singing and how?
I started in first grade when I joined my church choir.
Cool. And are you the only one in your family that sings?
Yes. Yeah, I'm the only one.
Cool.
Addie, when did you know you wanted to become a musician?
I think it probably started with that choir. We performed a lot at, services, and I always really liked it and liked performing for people. And because we were cute kids, the audience always liked it. So I liked, making people happy.
And do you play any other musical instruments in addition to singing?
Yeah, I play guitar and piano. I played them on the album. And then I, can sort of play a couple of others.
What other instruments do you play?
Well, I can play the flute. The harmonica, I can play the clarinet, sort of. I learned the harp once, but it's kind of hard.
And are all the instruments on the EP played by you and Julia?
We have a drummer and a bassist as well.
Cool. Are they from the high school?
Ben Taliesin he's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Played bass on the album.
Cool.
And the drummer?
She is not from high school.
All right. What are your plans for the future of the band?
We'll probably just keep playing around. I want to minor in music in college and, keep playing out and writing, obviously.
Cool. So you write most of the stuff from the album?
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote, all the songs on the album.
Cool.
Where did you where do you get your inspiration for your lyrics?
Most of it comes from experiences I've had or experiences, some of my friends have had and talked to me about. But I just like writing from what I know.
Awesome.
And what's your favorite part of being a musician?
My favorite part would be writing music is, kind of a stress reliever for me. If I'm having a bad day, you know, I can just write about it rather than taking it out on someone. And a lot of my best work, I think, came from, you know, harder times that I've had, and I really like writing for that reason.
Cool. And would you say most of the stuff that you write gets on the album?
Well, yeah, we have five songs on the EP, and those are all I wrote or co-wrote. And then all the other songs that I've written, we've at least performed out because we go out gigging a lot.
Cool.
And what do you like better, performing or recording?
Recording was interesting and definitely something new. But I do like performing better, I'm sure. Just, you know, being able to interact with people, I think, gives it a whole different dynamic. That's really, can be really rewarding even. So I love performing.
And Addy, in a little bit, we're going to play one of your songs. What do you think when you hear your own music?
I don't love hearing myself. It's a little strange to hear your own voice. But I mean, I don't mind it. It's just a little bit strange.
And where do you mostly perform?
We do a lot of local shows. We, you know, play at open mics, and we did the Festival of Arts at Cocker Park over the summer, which was a lot of fun. But yeah, mostly local shows.
Cool. Any upcoming shows that you want us to talk about?
I think with college, it's been pretty crazy now, but we're definitely have stuff planned for the spring, namely senior show. There's going to be something cool there.
Cool.
Any hints?
Not at the moment, but you'll see.
All right. And congratulations on your first EP. And here is your song.
No, it's busy, though it's crazy, but I gotta have you, baby. Don't say no to me. Don't say no to me. When I look at you, I think of all the things that we could be. So don't say no to me. Oh, please don't say no. Let's go back to the days when I knew that you thought that being with me was easy. It's so hard to think of how it wasn't so hard with me. And let's go back to the night you decided to end it. And you said you didn't know why it's so wrong. There was nothing wrong with you and I. No, it's busy, no, it's crazy, no, it's crazy, but I gotta have you, baby.
Don't say no to me,
don't say no to me,
don't say no to me.
When I look at you, I think at you, I think that we could think that we could be.
Don't say no to me.
Oh,
thank you for tuning into Music in a Digital World. We had a lot of fun this week.
You know, Chaz and I just hanging out in the studio, having a lot of fun here talking about music.
Yeah, nothing better than that. And I want to thank our amazing guest, Addy Sleeman, this week. She's got some great stuff coming up.
Absolutely. She's one of those up-and-coming artists. You got to look for her on the charts. You know, keep your eyes out open for her, guys.
Absolutely, man.
And so Chaz and I hope to see you guys next week. As Ron Burgundy says,
stay classy, San Diego.